Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Bluntly Speaking, show where we just have a conversation. It's just have a quick listen as to what we're talking about. My co-host Safa will be joining me shortly. I want to go ahead and apologize for having to reschedule the show a couple times. The weather in D.C. did, well, D.C., East Coast, you know, that whole winter weather did impact the show and everything. So I want to apologize for everybody, to everyone, for having to reschedule it. But I do appreciate those of you who are tuned in, listening, and just checking everything out. Want to start off by reminding everybody that this is Bluntly Speaking. We do speak candidly, openly, honestly. It's a conversation, and we do partake into a little medication. So at this point, I'm going to say cheers, toast up. Hope you grab some cannabinoids and getting them deep into your lungs, because I am. So here we go. Cheers. Yeah. Nothing like some good medicine to get the system going. Tonight I'm partaking of a little bit of Blue Dream. It is an indica. If you have some time, take a look and look it up. Do a little bit of research on it. Blue Dream is a strain. It is a very good strain for pain and relaxation. So tonight, bluntly speaking, want to talk about a few things that we did talk about in the last show. We were discussing, you know, coming out of different thoughts or schools of thoughts and things like that, and how difficult it can be to come out of those types of schools of thoughts. We had mentioned last show that everything you see outside, the stars, the sun, the moon, it really is a reflection of what is inside on inside of you. The sun shines because you have a sun. The moon is there because you have a moon that guides and leads and everything. It's a manifestation outside of what's actually going on inside. And you have to understand that it is really a metaphysical, a biochemical orchestra symphony going on that's in your body that you see every day outside. You think of it as space, but it's really not space. I bring that up because in the news recently, and I do not watch TV, someone actually told me, I went and did a little research, but in the news I heard that, you know, one particular rapper started rapping about things as far as the earth being flat, making some good observations and some key points. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson sort of debunking him and saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. And before you get caught up, or before I got caught up in all of this, I had to remind myself that there is always controlled opposition. Controlled opposition means that the powers that would like you to think that they are powers, they'll put somebody out there and say, hey, put this information out, and then they, same people, will debunk them themselves. It's like they set up their own target and shoot it, if you will, if you can understand that. It's all scripted. It's all TV. But you got to understand, they will give you a little bit of information here and there every now and again. You have to really do a lot of research and a lot of digging in some truly obscure places to come up with truth. And the truth is offensive. I'll let that sink in to anybody listening. The truth is very offensive. The truth will set you free, but it will piss you off first. And I don't give a damn who you are. Truth doesn't care who you are. It will offend you before it sets you free. That's just the way truth goes. So now you got to understand, you see everything on TV. These people will give you a little bit of truth. They'll tell you the truth, but you got to know how to look at it. You got to know how to decipher it. It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. Problem is, nobody's quiet long enough to actually listen, because everybody has an opinion. Everybody wants to get, you know, their voice out there. That's one of the reasons that, you know, we're not doing any call-ins right now, because it's just a conversation. Sometimes it does well to just listen. I like to talk, and I like to talk to those who have done as much studying as I have, and we talk, and we have a conversation. Everybody can't have that conversation, so sometimes it's just good to listen. Not that I'm some guru or, you know, some savior. Nah, not even. I just know what works for me. And, you know, that's really all that matters, as long as it works for you. I don't care what it is. Does it work for you? Are you better? Is your family better? Have you gone within to actually see what's there? We were talking about that as well the last show. Going within. Going within to actually see what's there. If everything is within, the kingdom of heaven is within, then nobody can lead you to your own heart, to your own soul, to your own within, except you. So now, with that being said, I want to just throw out a few things to have you to think about some things really quickly. My co-host, Safa, last show, you know, wanted us to remember that, you know, we cannot take any of these, we can't take these books and these myths as literal, literal places, literal people. No. We can't take them as literal, because they are not. Okay. And that's one of the ways that, you know, before I got to where I am, and that's not to say I'm up and somebody else is down, understand that. But before I got to this point in my journey, I was the same way. You know, I had to let go of certain things that I thought of as givens, as granted, in order to find this particular knowledge. One of the things, like I said, we can't take this stuff literally. That's what's gotten us messed up a whole lot, taking these things literally, that there was a literal place called Egypt, and there were literal pharaohs, and there was a literal person called Jesus Christ, and there's a... No, it's all analogies. It's all a story. It's all a story to tell you what's going on inside you. And that you have to actually just simply understand. Because dig this, it's not just in one writing, it's in multiple writings. They say the same thing. It's the hero's journey. It is the tarot deck. It is, you know, Star Wars. It's the mythology. It's all the mythology. It's the hero's journey. And guess what? I'm the hero. That's what I had to find out. I'm the hero for my story. That's why it's a mystery. My story. Not history. Not his story. My story. And my story, I'm the star. I am the hero. I am the one on the journey. And so are you on yours. And that's anybody. You're the hero on your journey. I'm the hero on my journey. I'm the star of the show. No one else is the star of my show except me. No one else is the star of your show except you. That is the given, the one given that you have to actually start off with. That's the one given. You are the star of the show. You are the center of the universe. You are. It sounds so egotistical. It sounds so self-centered. It sounds so anti everything that we've ever been taught, but it is so the truth. Because everything else is outside. No one is coming from outside to save you. You're going to save yourself. I'm going to save myself. no one else is going to do it for us. So now, where do we go from here? You know, there are a lot of folks out there that will say, well, hey, are we going back to Egypt? Are we going back to ruling? No, you go to wherever your journey takes you. That's the whole point. Your point, the journey is meant to go forward, just forward. Not to go back and tell somebody, hey, let me show you how this happened. No, because it's your journey. It's your journey. Your journey is meant for you to keep going and keep going and keep going. Because the next person has to do the same thing on their journey. And the next person has to do the same thing on their journey. And your children have to do the same thing on their journey. And your parents and your brothers and your sisters and everybody has to do the same thing on their journey. We have been fooled, or let me not say it like that. Let me say it like this. I was fooled into believing that I had to bring everybody along. Now I realize I don't have to bring everybody along. Everybody has to find this for themselves. And that is a freeing paradigm shift. It is freeing because then I'm responsible for me. No one else is responsible for me. I'm responsible for me. Because I am the Christ in my life. I am the Buddha in my life. I am the Allah, whatever you want to say, however you want. I am the source of my life. It sounds so anti what we've been taught all of our lives, but it is absolutely the truth. Only those who are truly, and you can read any of your ancient texts, whatever you want to read. Look at the life of the heroes in your text. They always went through a tragedy. They always met with a difficult situation. They always lost everything and or was driven away from home. And then they had to meet somebody who showed them the way, that was a guide, until they came into their own and realized, I'm the king, I'm the queen. In the movie The Last Dragon, there is one place that you have not looked. There, only there, will you find the master that you seek. And this, and he remembered this when he was getting his butt kicked by Shonar. Any of y'all that hadn't seen the movie, too bad, because that just means you're too young. Ask your mom and your daddy what I'm talking about, and ask them to go show you the movie. They'll know what I'm talking about. But he said, when he was getting his butt kicked by Shonar, he kept asking him, who's the master? Who's the master? And he's going through these thoughts, these flashbacks. There's only one place you hadn't looked. There and only there will you find the master. Then it flashes to the girl telling him, you sure look like a master to me. And then he realized it. God damn it. I'm the master. Oh, shit. I'm the master. And that's when it changed. Everything changed for him, because the light bulb went on. Not because somebody came through the clouds. Not because somebody sprung up out of a lotus flower. But when he came to himself, he realized the master that he was looking for was him. And once you have that mindset change, that paradigm change, everything else that was kicking your ass is powerless. Everything else is powerless. Once you realize, wait, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Once you realize that and you truly have that paradigm shift, I've digressed. Let me say it like this. Once I realized that, and once I had that paradigm shift, I was freed from a whole lot of stuff. I cannot tell, and I will not tell people what to do. I'll tell you what I did. Then you can take what you can and leave what you will. That's it. Because I'm not trying to lead anybody. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I ain't trying to have no followers. Hell no, I don't want no followers. I don't like people behind me. You might stab me in the back. But if we're walking side by side, then that's just what we're doing, walking side by side. I'm not leading you. You're not leading me. Because guess what? I can't lead you. You can't lead me. And that's the freeing shackles. Those are the shackles that I'm freed from, that I was freed from when I had that paradigm shift, realizing that I am my own Christ. Anybody can always look to somebody else. But I heard somebody say it like this: the one who is big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take it away from you. If I don't have anybody giving me anything or expect anybody to come and save me, then no one can save me, one, but no one can condemn me either, because I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to pick it up again. Now, all of my folks that's out there that's still Christians or, you know, still believing in that, they going to know that that comes from out of the Bible because Jesus said that, and they going to think that I'm going to kill myself and then raise up from the dead. Didn't I tell folks I didn't take this thing literally? I don't take this stuff literally. I don't believe that there was a literal Jesus walking. I know that for a fact myself because I've done my own research. So I don't have that block stopping everything else. I can actually think beyond that because I don't have that border up that Jesus was a real person walking, talking on this earth. I don't have that border up. Therefore, everything that comes along with that paradigm, I'm free from. Because I don't have that as a central paradigm anymore. You have to have all of that as a paradigm if you're going to believe in sin, if you're going to believe in faith and all of that good stuff. If you're going to believe, you have to have that as a central paradigm. That is the tenet of the faith. You have to have certain tenets of the faith if you're a Muslim, if you're a Jew, if you're a Buddhist, if you're whatever, if you're a naturalist. There's certain tenets you got to have. If you know, it's certain doctrines you're going to follow. But once you eliminate the central thing, once you no longer have to hold on to that central thing, the central tenet of whatever faith it is, whether it's religion, whether it's science, because you have to hold on to the central tenet that we went to the moon in order to believe a lot of things about science, in order to believe that the sun is 93 million miles away, in order to believe that it's so much bigger than the moon, and the distance is perfect so that when they pass in front of each other, they are the exact same size. You have to have certain or subscribe to certain tenets of that faith, because science is just another religion. Because guess what? What happens? What happens when you go through all of your religions? You study, you, and this is what they told me. Study. You work your way up, you get your few folks here, you get your church, you build up, and you keep on going, and you keep on going, and you keep on going until you reach the top, the pinnacle, and then you get to meet whoever. You get to meet this big preacher. You get to meet this big imam. You get to meet this rabbi. It's all a science. It's all a religion. You go forward, you get so much knowledge in science and all of that good stuff. You know, you want to become an astronaut, work for NASA, then you get to meet the Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever the hell his name is. You know who the hell I'm talking about. That fool they got on there, doggone, talking that nonsense bullshit. You get to meet him. You get to meet Bill Nye, the science guy. You get to have a conversation with Stephen Hawking. It's all about you meeting somebody that's supposed to be greater than you. That's what religion says, and I don't care what it is. Anything that says you have to wait to meet someone greater than you, it is a religion. Because guess what? You are the greatest. Think about it like this. At least this is the way I thought about it. And I had somebody very, very near and dear to me tell me this and explain it to me this way. Nobody can do to me worse than what I can do to myself. Can't nobody get on my nerves worse than I can get on my nerves. Can't nobody beat me down mentally worse than I can beat me down mentally. You understand? Because you can, dare I go again telling folks you, I can really mess myself up. I can really mess myself up thinking too much and putting myself down. And it's no one else but me. Sometimes I am my own greatest enemy. And some, and that's everybody. We are our own greatest enemy sometimes. Because no one can punish us worse than we can punish ourselves. Because you cannot escape your own thoughts. You cannot escape your own emotions. I couldn't escape my own thoughts. I couldn't escape my own emotions. And that is a hell that I still to this day have difficulty explaining, because I just simply don't have the words to explain the hell that I saw, heard, smelt, tasted, all in my mind. And see, now I sound crazy to folks. I sound crazy to folks because, damn, this motherfucker went inside himself and really saw some stuff. That's what folks probably saying. At least that's what I would be saying. But it doesn't matter if I sound crazy to anybody. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, and I read this back in 1993. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, speak today what today thinks in harsh words. And this is from his, I'm sorry, this is from his essay, Self-Reliance, if you want to check it out and look it up. From his essay, Self-Reliance, Ralph Waldo Emerson said this. Speak today what today thinks in harsh words, and tomorrow what tomorrow speaks in harsh words as well, although it contradicts everything you said today. Then you'll say, but I will surely be misunderstood. What is it so bad to be misunderstood? Great men were misunderstood. Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. Even Jesus was misunderstood. And this is the conclusion that Emerson came to at the end of all of that discourse. To be great is to be misunderstood. Say what today thinks, because you have information for today. Tomorrow you'll have more information than you had today, so you have to say what tomorrow thinks because you have new information. Even if the new information contradicts everything you said yesterday, you still have to say what today thinks because you have new information. That's called evolving. That's called learning. That's called growing. And that is where I am. You talk to me today? Yep. I'm gonna say what today thinks. Tomorrow, I'll say what tomorrow thinks. Today was a beautiful day. It was 84, 85 degrees. It was wonderful. Tomorrow, it could be raining and windy and cold. I have a different outlook on the day than I did today. Even though I was raving about today, tomorrow I could be just down in the dumps, and it contradicts everything that I said today. That's what Emerson meant when he said to be great is to be misunderstood. You got to say what you think and what's on your mind today. You have to understand it and live today and for today, by today. That's it. Today has enough in it for everything. It has enough worry. It has enough everything in it for today. So live for today. And then tomorrow, if you open your eyes, in this reality, live for tomorrow. If you open your eyes in another reality, live for that reality tomorrow. But the point is, you have to live. You have to live for you. You have to search within. It was difficult for me to go within because I was very, very scared of what I would find. And I found some shit that scared literally the hell out of me. And that was within myself. I found out where I was falling short. I saw myself. I saw myself from a very different perspective, one where I could listen to my ancestors talk to me and tell me and show me, and the sights that I've seen and the sounds that I've heard. I truly do understand what I understand how a trip like that, if you will, and I'll use that term loosely, but I understand how a trip like that can really change the way you think. And it's not about proving anything to anybody. When people wanted me to prove something to them, it was because they were or felt like they were inferior to me. Prove that you can do this. Prove that you can do that. Why should I have to prove it? You understand what I mean? It's why do I have to prove it? Who are you? You prove you can do it. But don't prove it to me. Prove it to yourself. Don't ask me to walk on water. You go out there and walk on water. Because what good does it do you to see me walk on water when you can actually do it yourself, when you understand it? Because if I command these stones to turn bread, I'm going to eat the bread. It don't do you no good to see it. You'll still go away hungry. You'll still go away lacking because it was only within you to do it. It was within me to do it for me. It's in you to do it for you. And that's the only thing. No more, no less. It is in me to do it for myself. And I don't have to convince anybody that it's in me to do it because don't nobody live in my head but me. And when other people figure it out for themselves, then they'll understand why I'm not convincing anybody, why I'm not trying to lead anybody, why I'm not looking for followers. Because you don't need me to lead you. I don't need to lead anybody. I don't need anybody to lead me. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. We got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in this show. And I really want to leave you with a couple of thoughts. And I would ask you to just take a listen to some of the music that we would listen to back in the day. You know, a lot of you might think it's old school, but this is like really soul music, stuff that you don't hear on the radio anymore. Because this shit on the radio, it's just that shit. I do not know how this generation and how generations after such greats, how we've let our music go to shit. Sounds like shit. Plays like shit. And people who got shitty talent can do it very well all day. How in the world did we let, how did we let the legends down? How did we let the legends down? How did we let the Luther Vandrosses down? How? You say what you will about Whitney Houston, but goddammit, ain't nobody done the Star-Spangled Banner like Whitney Houston since. How do we let the greats down? Anyway, we'll talk about some music later on in another show when we start speaking bluntly again. But one of my favorite bands, Funkadelic, take a listen to one of their songs, Good Thoughts, Bad Thoughts. Take a listen to that song. Look it up on YouTube. Look up the lyrics and just listen to it. Hey, if you bluntly speaking with me tonight, blow one, listen to that song and read those lyrics. You'll understand. Free your mind and your ass will follow. I had to learn that. I use that. When your mind is free, you are truly free. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. I learned that entire poem a long time ago. I still remember it, but those are the words that stand out the most. In these last 10 seconds, I will tell anyone that's listening, tonight, rejuvenate well. Sleep well, and we'll talk again. Peace.